So tell us about Four Old Broads.
Well, Four Old Broads takes place in a retirement home, and yes, there are four old broads. I'm one of those. I'm Emma Jean. We also have a male resident, and he is hysterical. If you come to the show, you're going to see an awful lot of things you may relate to, because it is funny, and we take normal day life and we turn it into a wonderful show.
There's a character breakdown. Tell us about which one you are and what your theme is, what your goals are, your personality.
All right, there are four old broads, and I play Emma Jean Fletcher. I am the newest resident to the retirement home, so I'm trying to find my spot. But I'm having an awful lot of memory problems that we can't figure out why. So that progresses through the show. We also have Beatrice. Beatrice has been there quite a while. She is a retired burlesque stripper.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yes.
A lady of burlesque.
Is that you? Is that you?
No. It is not me. If only.
She is very body and right out there is all I can say. And her best friend is Edie. Edie and her have been there about the same amount of time, and Edie loves to pray. She's very religious, and she watches over us and keeps us in line. And then there's Maud. Oh, well, Maud is just into her soap operas and planning her funeral. She is all over the place. She's very, very colorful. And then we can't forget Sam. Sam is there. He is looking for some women, and he is having a great time doing it.
I love it.
And then I'm going to let Megan talk about the other characters.
Absolutely. Well, I do not get to be an old broad, but I will tell you that if there is a retirement home like this one, it is very much where I would like to be one day.
Okay.
Because it has been so fun, and these ladies are so hilarious, and the cast just absolutely, myself included, of course, could not have been better cast, and they are amazing. I play Ruby Sue. Now, I am not sure that I was ever given a last name, to be honest with you, but I am a nurse there at the retirement home, and I would say I would be a very nice nurse compared to our other nurse, who is just awful. She's just awful, but it's hilarious.
Right.
And so she and I kind of play off a little bit. And so I guess that's basically it, because we're not quite as central to the whole story as the old broads are.
I see. Okay.
But it's really, really good. My husband came last night, and he said he laughed the whole time.
That's what it's all about, the fun and laughter, and to me, the intimacy of being in Theater 98 so close. Let me just take a side note and remind folks that you're not interrupting us. Please give us a call. This is Swap Shop at 928-9228. We will pause our conversation to take your calls. So, Megan, you're Ruby Sue, one of the nurses trying to take care of the ladies. And
that
Susan,
is correct.
Which one are you again?
I'm Emma Jean.
Emma
Fletcher.
Jean. Okay. And tell us about the rest of the folks.
Well, that is actually the whole cast. It is a very small cast. It's seven people. Five of us are in the nursing home, and then we have our two wonderful nurses who, as she said, it's kind of a mean cop, bad cop, good cop kind of thing between the two of them.
Right.
And, of course, we have to take our medications. That's what they're there for, to try, you know, keep us healthy. And there's a little bit of laughter with that. And with all plays, there's a little mystery involved. You have to go and see what happens with that. It is a show that is a laugh a minute, and it moves very, very fast in the hours that we're there.
I applaud both of you being able to even do a production like this, which now, aren't they 3 weekends instead of two now?
It's 3 weekends. It begins this weekend. Megan is going to give you those dates. And we go the last 2 weekends in January and the first weekend in February. Megan, why don't you go over those dates and times for everyone?
Absolutely. The opening night will be January 20th. We also have shows on the 21st, 27th, 28th. February the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, and all of those shows are at 7:30. And then we also have shows that are at 2:30, so a little bit earlier, January 22nd, 29th, and February the 5th. And again, those are at 2:30. It does say when you look on our website, on the Theater 98, that we are sold out, which is a good problem to have, I suppose. But we do have a standby list. If you call the number 251- 928-4366. If anybody calls and cancels, then they will give you a call, or you can come around the showtime, and if anybody, there's empty seats, then you can come. And that does happen pretty frequently, if I'm correct.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I've seen it happen. If you get there and you can sign up on the standby list, get there around, was it shows at 7:30, maybe 6:45, mm-hmm. sign up on the standby list and wait patiently, and hopefully you'll get in. Certainly no guarantee. And like you said, that's a good problem to have, that it's all sold out. But I hate it's already sold out, but... some folks buy season tickets and then can't attend, or something comes up, or they're sick, so there's usually some seats that come open, right?
Correct, it is. And Theater 98 is very diligent in getting everybody in they can. We want a full house, we want to hear your laughter, and we want to perform our very best for you.
How long is this show? Do you have the intermission with the wine and refreshments like usual?
We will go. It's two acts, and we'll have an intermission about 15 minutes. It's a little over 2 hours, 2 hours, 15 minutes, 2 hours, 30, depending on the intermission. We keep it pretty much on time, and you'll see so much. I just can't say enough about this cast. And I've been doing theater for years, and this cast has come together, the crew, the support. We are there to make sure you have a fabulous time.
I just love the Theater 98 experience. I've been to many, and was fortunate enough, Mark and I both have done the radio plays before.
Oh, yes.
But I didn't have to memorize pages of scripts. We got to cheat and look at the script and pretend like we were doing a radio drama, but we did it on stage.
Well, I can surely tell you that this is probably the most lines I have learned in a long time. This script is 104 pages long.
That's long?
That's long. But we have jumped in there with both feet, and that we have come together and practiced everywhere. If we couldn't get to the theater, we've practiced in libraries, we've practiced in people's homes and shops. We want this to be the best thing you've seen this year.
Very exciting. Let me just remind folks to give us a call during Swap Shop. Please don't feel like you're interrupting. We have Megan and Susan here with us from Theater 98's production for Old Broads. Check your calendar and your Facebook page for birthdays and anniversaries. If you have anyone celebrating you'd like to put on the list, we will be giving away tickets to the Ecumenical Ministries Chili for Charities event, which is February the 25th. So submit your birthdays and anniversaries from this week or next week, or even a belated from last week, so that we can put them on the list here at the Gulf Coast Swap Shop. Lines are open, 928-9228. Ladies, I hope you can stick around. We got lots more we can talk about. Stay tuned. The City of Fairhope invites you to their State of the City Expo, January 26th, from 5 until 7 p.m. Join your city leaders and city departments for an interactive all-access event. City departments will have tables and booths set up to show off their city services and accomplishments. It's something the kids will enjoy, too. Mayor Sherry Sullivan will make her State of the City remarks at 5:30. This is a casual event. Giveaways will be featured, and a light dinner will be provided. Don't miss the State of the City Expo, January 26th from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Fairhope Civic Center.
Hughes Funeral Home and Crematory is honored to have been named the Eastern Shore Chamber's 2021 Small Business of the Year, as well as the Best of Baldwin by a vote of the public. Our goal is to help you and your loved ones share cherished memories and comfort each other during your time of loss. We will assist you with creating a highly personalized funeral or memorial service that reflects the life of your loved one. Benji and Donna Hughes and their staff are here to support you and make the process one of love, healing, and celebration. One of the best ways to make sure that all your questions and desires are taken care of is to make pre-arrangements. For more information, call us today at 621-5890 or log on to HughesFuneralHome.org. Hughes Funeral Home and Crematory, Pollard Road in Daphne.
This is WABF and Swap Shop. 928-9228 is our number. Lines are open, and we would love to hear from you. We're visiting with Megan DeShazzo. Hello, DeShazzo.
That's right.
I don't know why I can't say that.
It's a little bit like Tabasco, but it's got a D in it.
And Susan Ames. Now, Susan, you look so familiar. you've been in quite a few theater productions, haven't you? Tell us a little bit about your past.
Yes, I have been at Theater 98 before. Mm-hmm. I did The 17th Doll. That was their anniversary back, I guess it was about 2012. And then I performed in 2014 in Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, and I played the man of one of the men, one of my most challenging roles, might I add, but one of my most favorite roles, because it did pull a lot out of you to do that. Additionally, I do perform at Chickasaw Theater over in Mobile. I've been in Thoroughly Modern Millie, Angry Jurors. Last one I did was Man of La Mancha, which just was amazing, and also Big Fish. And I did perform in Miami when I was a lot younger and not an old broad in some productions down there, which is where I'm from. So I do have some theater experience. Thank you.
You have an excellent voice. Have you done radio before or any other speaking gigs?
Well, I haven't done radio, but if everybody can remember what an answering machine is, I know we don't have those anymore. When I was in Miami, I used to do a lot of those professionally for offices, put on that recording so that everybody knew what number to call after night or just
right.
clicked in. It was fun and it was great, but that kind of died out when they got rid of answering machines, so I haven't done anything since then.
A lot of folks still need an answering service, though, but yeah, that you I can hear you doing that for sure.
You
maybe you can come do some commercials or something for us sometime.
Sure.
And Megan, what about you?
Well, I do not have quite that level of theater experience. I am actually a pediatrician. And a mother of, you get ready for it, 10-year-old quadruplets.
What?
I know. I've got to give them all a shout out. We've got two boys and two girls. We've got Mia, Ellie, Duncan, and Cam. And they enjoy the show. So they've enjoyed seeing the theater. My little Mia, she's a little budding actress. So she'll be in, you know, another little production, not at Theater 98, unfortunately.
When you see families like that with so many children, they usually get some fame and some type of notoriety. Did that happen 10 years ago?
Oh, goodness. Well, I actually, and my husband, we protected them like I was like a little mama bear. And of course they were like, do you want to be on the news and thing? I was like, no, I do not want us to be a spectacle. Now I will say, if we did have to go into public with all four of them, we were a spectacle. And people would just stop us and take pictures, and we'd be like, please don't take pictures of our children. And so it's been a lot of fun, but there's not a lot of places we can go where people don't know.
Right.
Oh, those are the quadruplets.
Wow.
Yeah,
how
are.
Special. Now, were they born in this area?
They were not. I did go to medical school at the University of South Alabama, but at the time, we were living up in Birmingham, so they were born
okay.
up at UAB.
Wow. You're a great example of how you can just juggle and do it all.
Well, of course you can. And never sleep. Never sleep.
I was about to say, because as I mentioned earlier, a couple of my best friends, I tried to convince them to audition for this, and they were like, no, it takes up too much time. And here you are with four kids, a husband, and you're a doctor, and you're still putting in the commitment and the time.
That's amazing. I will say it has absolutely been worth it, because we have had so much fun. And like Susan said, we've met, you know, on Zoom if we had to, or in the library, or in one of the ladies' shops, just so that we could, you know, particularly with the ladies and, you know, the man who have the most lines, make sure that they've all, you know, come mm-hmm. together and can work together, and it doesn't sound just like word salad. It sounds, you know, like you're having a conversation, and that's what makes this show just so, so, so good.
It is an incredible bonding experience, just with my limited experience with the radio shows. I did a Christmas show at Theater 98. We did Alice in Wonderland, and we used to rehearse here a lot. But you talked about playing a male. I was Sherlock Holmes.
Ooh, wow.
I made the mistake of telling John Robitaille I'd like to try to play a man sometime. I didn't mean the lead guy. I mean, really. But it was, you're right, it just pulls, something comes out you didn't even know was there.
It is, and it's amazing. I always tell people that when you're in this group, and we're a group, we're a cast, you actually become like a miniature family for a short period of time.
Yes, yes.
Because you're spending more time with them than you are your family a lot of times. Sometimes we rehearse 6 nights a week, you know, and then like Megan says, you get up and you go and you do what you have to do and then you're back the next night. And the commitment is absolutely amazing. And I can tell you, this show went through Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's for rehearsals, and very few people missed any time at all. I mean, and that is something that I applaud, because it is very difficult juggling family. Maybe you have someone come in from out of town, or you want to go see your grandkids, but you're back there the minute that rehearsal starts.
Or your husband's family is there, and maybe it's okay. No, I'm just kidding. I love my husband's family.
I see what you're saying now. Yeah, he must be a saint.
Indeed a saint. He really is. Hi, Cameron. He has absolutely been, I would say, the most important cast member of everything. He's right. Not in the
behind
show,
the scenes. Yeah,
I mean, he has stepped up, and the kids have a different activities, and of course, he's taking them to those kind of things, and so, you know, the kids are really excited to see, you know, mom do a hard thing and do well at it, which I think is important. But yes, he has picked up. I think he's been acting like a single parent most of the time.
Yeah, that's cool. We're speaking with Megan and Susan from Theater 98's Four Old Broads. This is Swap Shop. Lines are open at 928-9228. Now, Megan, what other theater did you do before this? Or
I have. So I grew up doing some theater things and did some things in college. I do need to speak about my wonderful alma mater at the University of Montevallo, up kind of near the Birmingham area. Mm-hmm. It's a liberal arts school, and they have a homecoming tradition that has been going on since the 1900s, where we actually have two sides, the gold side and the purple side, and each side produces completely student-led musicals, and we all do those together. They do the scripts, they do the lights, we do the acting, the choreography, we do everything. And so, oh my gosh, it's such a bonding experience and such a great experience, and I recommend absolutely everybody go to the University of Montevallo. But that being said, I have not done theater since that time back in 2004.
Mm-hmm.
And so it should have just said that it was a new experience.
Yeah.
But I will say that the theater configuration is different than what I was used to, but it has been really exciting to have the, you know, we had some people there last night, right there. So you do feel like you're sort of interacting with the people who are in the audience. And I think that's what makes Theater 98 so special.
I've said that before here on the radio, is I've been on the front row, the ground floor front row before, and felt like I had to move my, you know, let me move my legs so they can get by. I don't want to trip anybody. That's how close it is. So that's absolutely cool. Is there a dress rehearsal or something available tonight or tomorrow night that folks might be able to come? I've heard in the past sometimes they do that.
That was actually last night.
Oh, darn.
And when we got there last night and were parking, there were already people outside at 6:10. And I remind you, the show started at 7:30.
Uh-huh.
There was not an empty seat last night.
Oh, wow.
And that is our last invited dress. And then, of course, we start on Friday. And like we said, there's going to be a packed house every night. And from the minute, what was wonderful about last night is when you're in rehearsal and you're doing a comedy, you think the lines are hysterical, but you're talking to an empty space, you know? I cannot tell you the laughter last night. It was amazing how we had to space our lines from the minute we hit the stage till we left the stage.
You had to pause and wait for the laughter.
We had to pause and wait for the laughter. That is a credit to the cast, of course, but the audience was so supportive. It was magnificent.
That's fulfilling, isn't it?
Yes.
I know that feeling, and that's pretty amazing, because you're right. You're used to that kind of empty room.
Oh,
and then boom, it's real.
No, they were such a great audience, and you know, just from backstage hearing that laughter, and it just gives you such an amazing energy, because you know people are enjoying it,
right?
And I think, you know, for anybody else who's coming, laugh a lot. It makes everybody feel good.
So once again, the Four Old Broads is sold out, but standby tickets are very common, and you suggested calling.
Yes. Now, you could, again, the phone number is 251-928-4366, and you can call ahead and get on the standby list, and I would do that sooner rather than later so mm-hmm. that you are there, and that way if somebody cancels or, you know, like we said, sometimes there's just empty seats, then you can come up there and still get to see the show.
And I know that whether you call or not, some folks just show up the night of that they'd like to come. And sign in and wait and hope for a ticket.
Yep.
Absolutely. I do want to say that this show does have a lot of adult humor in it. And that's, I think, what makes it incredibly funny, because we take a situation where many of us have been in situations where we've gone to visit people in retirement homes, or and we make it into, yes, you're there, but you got to make the best of it and have a good time.
Right.
And it's kind of really cool to see it evolve through the play.
And so, I would say when we say adult things, it would be, think something you would see on cable later at night, not, you know, that you would have to be 17 to go see at a theater exactly. I guess it depends on your threshold for
right.
what adult themes are.
Okay.
But we do want to let people know ahead of time so they aren't surprised.
Very good. Understand. Okay. Well, thank you so much, ladies. We appreciate both of you, Megan DeShazzo and Susan Ames. And the upcoming Theater 98 production for Old Broads. Thank you for being here.
And thank you for having us. Everybody come see it. It's hilarious.
Yes.
Absolutely. This is WABF and Swap Shop 928-9228. We'll be right back. Hey, it's Lori.
And Mark.
Join us for the 22nd annual Chili for Charity Cook-Off by Ecumenical Ministries.